DeMarco Show, the best wrestling program on the planet. On the planet.
Hello, my believers. This is Dario Cueto, the owner and promoter of Lucha Underground.
That's Dario Cueto! We haven't seen Dario Cueto this year in the temple!
Oh, that's enough of that crap.
Yeah, somehow I think DeMarco's startup thing got left in the queue for us.
I don't know. Let's get to it. We got a lot to cover.
Hit that raw music.
Nope, we're just going to get right into it. Let's go.
Oh, well, fine. Ladies and gentlemen, it is March 28th, 2012. My name is Harry Broadhurst. The voice you just heard is that of the most valuable producer, Jimmy Christopher. The third man, Rick Balin's here. The third man, Rick Balin, is here.
New Orleans be damned, apparently.
No kidding. He's like, I'm watching Thank You, Daniel on the network. Screw all you guys. I'm a-going home. Did you forget to unmute him? Because that would be hysterical.
What?
And, of course, the only person that I can trust on this show, Tony Acero, is here.
Hello, fellas.
What's up, Tony? We lost Rick somehow. We're not entirely sure how you lose a human being, but we have.
I'm not lost. I'm right here.
I said your name twice, motherfucker.
Apparently I was muted.
We're muted anyway, by me. I had everybody going live, so.
Anyways, everybody's here now, and it is time for our final reaction. A little bit of a format change, let me explain. We're not ending the show in 5 minutes. We're going to very briefly break down tonight's episode of Raw with our final reactions, which you would usually hear at the end of a traditional episode of the Raw reaction. We will give our best moment, our worst match or moment, our show MVP, and our score for the show. Then we will be dedicating the rest of tonight's episode of the Raw reaction to WrestleMania. So let's get to it. Rick, you're up first.
All right.
Favorite match or moment tonight?
The Shane Undertaker to start the show. But that was a pretty big moment. Him elbow dropping Undertaker. And one of his more famous spots, that giant elbow off of the ring post onto the table. Thought that was a pretty good exclamation mark heading into WrestleMania.
Your least favorite match or moment?
I gotta say the Kane Big Show stuff with the promoting the Andre Battle Royal, it made no sense. I mean, I know they gotta at least promote the match somehow, but why didn't Big Show chokeslam Kane at the end of that tag match? Tit for tat, you know, Kane chokeslam Big Show last week, and now they just kind of teamed up and cleaned house together like they're best friends again. It made no sense, and it's just a filler match anyway.
Your show MVP?
I'll give the MVP to I'll give it to Dean Ambrose, man. He didn't do much tonight, but the little bit that he did was very entertaining. He just had to come down to the ring and collect a few weapons in his wagon and leave. That little bit right there was enough to get me excited for probably what I would say is my most anticipated match for WrestleMania, and that's the Dean Ambrose-Brock Lesnar street fight.
And your overall show rating for this go-home episode of Monday Night Raw?
It was another show where, like, it started out really good, and I was really excited for it, thinking that, you know, the go-home show at WrestleMania is going to be a good one. And they started out with a bang, and then it kind of petered out towards the end. And the Brooklyn crowd didn't help any with their reactions to some of the stuff that you would think that, you know, they would be all for. But I guess I would have to give this show another 5, and that seems like that's almost like the average rating that these Raws leading into WrestleMania have been getting from us. So that's not really a good thing.
Jimmy C, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, favorite match or moment?
Yeah, I'll go with the opening. It's been a long time since we had something that started on, since we had a Raw that started on such a high note.
Your least favorite match or moment?
The appearance of Eva Marie on a Monday Night Raw.
I can't say I'm surprised there. Your overall show rating?
6 out of 10.
And who's your MVP?
MVP is Shane going out and proving that he's still got it for, you know, how much he had to begin with.
Tony.
Yeah.
Favorite match or moment?
Let me first preface this by saying that Raw sucked a big bag of fucking midget beans. That was a horrible show. my favorite match moment would be Shane McMahon dropping the elbow.
Least favorite match or moment?
Everything else. No, more specifically, the I'd say, I don't know, there's a lot to choose from. It was a really bad show. I mean, you guys are lucky that we're not recapping Raw in its entirety, because there would be nothing but spit of fiery hell coming out.
Get him, Tony.
I'll go with, I mean, honestly, pick it. Okay, Triple H's promo is probably what I hated the most from tonight's episode of Raw.
Overall show rating?
3 out of 10.
Who's your MVP?
I'm the MVP for fucking going through all that, typing it out. No, Shane McMahon again for just being Shane McMahon.
Fire when ready, Rick.
Oh, okay. I'm the whipping boy. I see. All right, Harry. What was your favorite match or moment?
The way Dean Ambrose interrupted Brock Lesnar's promo.
All right.
The unmitigated gall of actually physically lifting up the ring steps and putting them into his wagon.
What was your least favorite match or moment?
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal preview segment. I can't get behind anything Kane or Big Show do in 2016.
And what was your overall show rating?
I disagree with Tony. I actually thought that the Go Home Raw did what it was supposed to do. It got people ready for WrestleMania without giving too much away. I give it a 7.
Wow. And so who was your MVP?
My MVP was Shane. I mean, I think that's pretty universal here because of the fact that he was able to prove that there's a snowball's chance in hell that this Taker-Shane match may survive. So, Mr. Producer, do we have anybody in the queue?
Somebody just rang in. I'll have to screen them real quick, but nothing pressing right now.
Because we're getting ready to go into our predictions, so why don't we go ahead and introduce what we're doing here. All right, so normally we would take the time to break down most of the major happenings on an episode of Raw. Tonight's episode of Raw, for example, we would probably give an extended time to the Shane Taker segment, to the Dean Ambrose Brock Lesnar segment, to the two Triple H Roman Reigns segments, as well as a couple of the matches too. What in the wide, wide world of sports was that? Anyways.
Harry, shut the fuck up. I have a one-year-old walking around my house.
I was just wondering what the sound was. Anyways. So what we're going to do tonight, though, is we're going to dedicate the entirety of the show to the predictions of what will happen at WrestleMania and a very bold prediction about what we think will happen at next year's WrestleMania. I will explain that as we get closer to the end of the show. All right. Who's our caller? Why don't we go ahead and bring in our first prediction caller?
Harry, what's going on?
What's up, JD? You're up first here.
All right, I'm ready. So let's do it, as they say in the biz.
All right. Since it is an 11-match card, I just need your predictions. I cannot do expansions because we have a lot of show to get through.
Sure, no problem.
All right, here we go. The two pre-show matches, the Dudleys and the Usos.
The Dudleys.
10 Diva tag.
The Total Divas team, you don't like Ava Marie on that team at all.
Handicap tag team match.
The New Day.
Y2AJ4.
AJ. Should be the 30-minute match.
Andre Battle Royal.
Kane.
Women's title. Divas, sorry.
Becky.
That's a bold prediction, okay. The street fight.
Brock, it's going to be a bloody good one. It's going to go all night long. You're going to see a lot of blood here.
U.S. title.
Sami Zayn.
Sammy's in the Intercontinental title match. How about?
Oh,
Kalisto?
Hey, batter. Hey, batter. Swing.
Ryback is
going to
squash Kalisto like a bug.
All right, so Sammy for the IC title. Hell in a Cell.
Shane, with some help from Sting or the Bullet Club.
And the heavyweight title match.
Roman, but watch out for Dean maybe to show up, Howard, set up a big match with him and maybe Roman, possibly for payback in Chicago in May.
All right, JD, we'll see what happens. Thanks for your picks, man. We'll talk to you next week about the night after Mania Raw.
No problem. You mind if I listen in for a while?
Yeah, sure. Feel free to stay on the line.
Cool.
All right. So... That's fantastic. I have to do it. I'm sorry, Rick. Hi, Barry.
Hello?
What's happening right now?
I'm waiting for the caller in the queue to hear.
Mary from Lafayette, Louisiana, you're on the Raw Reaction.
Hey.
Well, hello there.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say hi. I don't have any predictions. I just wanted to call and say hi to all the guys.
No, no, no.
Talking about.
You called, you've got to predict now.
No.
Have you met Rick?
We'll steal your predictions from Rick's page. It's fine, Mary. Don't push us.
Rick's a great guy. You should talk to him.
All right. I just want to wish him a happy anniversary and just to say hi and that me and Ty are listening.
All right. You're so sweet. Oh, thank you.
I feel kind of ripped off she didn't do predictions, right? All right, so we're going to go ahead and break the matches down individually here, whereas the callers are only going to be able to go ahead and do their predictions due to the sheer length of show that we have planned. So let's go ahead and start with our pre-show match, and we're going to start with the Total Divas tag match. And obviously this is a way to probably give Brie one last win on the way out the door here. But the big development for this match tonight was, as Jimmy C mentioned in his final reaction about Raw, the return to Raw of one Eva Marie. Tony,
the only big development of that is her tits.
I did not hear that, Tony. Try that again.
I said the only big development that happened tonight were her tits.
Well, yeah, but in fairness, they're just as fake as everything else on her. But anyways, do you think that Eva Marie being added into this match adds any interest to the fan that would watch Total Divas that's not going to necessarily watch this pre-show match unless she was involved?
No.
Well, I didn't think so either, but I'm just trying to create conversation here. What would you say is your interest level for this match, Tony?
Oh, I have zero. I mean, really the only thing I'm interested in is seeing Lana attempt to wrestle. And that's not a knock on her. I am genuinely curious to see how well she does. Because prior to Eva Marie, I had assumed that you could teach anyone to wrestle. So, you know, now that my mind has changed, I want to see if Lana has been able to do so. She does seem very athletic, and so far she's done is kick people in the head. So really my interest is specifically that, and that's pretty much it.
Given the way that the storyline is going here, I have my own prediction here, but I'll go ahead and let you get to yours here, Tony. What are you predicting for the Total Divas tag match?
Oh, yeah, the Brie team's going to win.
Any predictions as to the way the fall goes down?
No, I have no idea, and I don't care.
Rick, same question. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Bree's team's going to win, and I'm not even saying that because of her rumored retirement. I'm saying it just because that's the Total Divas team, and that's the reality show that they're trying to push and trying to promote. So, of course, the reality show Divas, of course, they're going to come out on top just to further promote that show on E. So, Total Divas team.
Jimmy C.
God, these cheeses are fucking good.
I don't know why I expected anything different. I need an official prediction for this match, though.
I'm thinking if it's before the Andre Battle Royal, I won't watch it at all. If it's after, I'll probably be getting my first plate of food and my second pop. But I'm going to go with obviously the shit-stained team of the Total Divas team because they have to put the show over on their other show, the biggest show of the year. It only makes sense. It's dumb as fuck, but it's business nonetheless.
The thing that I would like to raise to the point of this whole match, and as much as I agree with you guys that Team Total Divas is going to win and Bree's going to get the pinfall on Lana, the ratings for Total Divas are significantly down from what they've been over the course of the previous couple of years. So it looks like the steam might be running out there. Would it be the worst idea for them to give Team Bad and Blonde the victory here, and especially to establish Lana as a legitimate threat?
It would be an awful idea to put them over because then you're telling them that the women that are on your television show are going to lose to these other chicks who are either not on the show or have been less important overall in the past year.
Well, I agree with you guys that Team Total Divas is going to win, and I think we've spent enough time on this match. So let's get to the other match that's been announced for the pre-show here. And feel free to interrupt me if we get any phone calls in, so that way I can take the time to bring them in and get their predictions. So let's go ahead and talk about the other match that's on the pre-show, and that's going to be the Dudley Boyz and the Usos. Jimmy C, as our resident tag team guy here, what are your thoughts on this match being relegated to the pre-show?
I mean, this match is one of those matches that could possibly be on the main card if they weren't making room for 18 other different matches. I've got a caller. I'm pretty sure I recognize that number, so I'm just gonna wait. The tag team division is in complete shambles right now. We can tell because the tag team titles are, according to what I've heard, not even on the line right now at WrestleMania,
no.
Which shows
they are not
that they have no
That means one thing, Harry, and one thing only. That means that they have no faith in any other team right now on that roster to hold those titles, which is a shame for that entire division and a shame for that company, because that says to me, we don't know how to book, therefore no one looks good other than the New Day, and they've done that on their own. So as far as the Usos and Dudleys are concerned, this match has gotten really no interest factor from me as a tag team guy. I wish them the best. I hope they put on a great show. I hope that nobody gets hurt. And, you know, yay WrestleMania.
Who did you pick for your winner of this match? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I'm waiting on Jimmy C to answer you.
No, yeah, I had to screen a call. I just said that, but I'm back.
No, I'm just looking for just give me a quick winner, and then we can move on.
Usos, because they're the faces.
All right, we'll go ahead and get through the rest of our predictions for this match, and then we'll bring in our next caller. Rick.
Yeah.
It's Dudley Boyz and Usos, and it's on the pre-show. With the New Day pretty much cementing their babyface turn, do you think we possibly begin to see signs of the Usos turning heel to switch up that face-heel dynamic they had from when the Usos used to challenge the New Day for the tag titles? And do you think this is the first step in the Usos taking another step towards regaining those tag titles?
Actually, I do not. I actually think the Dudleys are going to win this match. And then the Dudleys are going to get back on track to what they said they first came back to the WWE for, and that was to get their 10th tag team title reign. It's going to be a heel Dudleys versus a babyface New Day for the titles moving forward, because we haven't seen that side of it. You know, we saw the New Day take on the Dudleys when the Dudleys first came back, but now the face heel alignments have shifted, and I think this match is going to just be used to get the Dudleys back into the title picture, back chasing the tag titles, which is what they first came back to do anyway.
Tony.
Yeah, I'm right here.
The thing that you'll notice over the course of the last couple of weeks is that the Dudleys have been more so focused by Triple H to take out Roman Reigns than anything involved with the Usos. Their involvement with the actual Usos themselves has been limited to what we saw at the end of the show tonight with the little brawl that the faces and the heels got into. Do you have any expectations for this match on the pre-show and who you picking to win?
You're going to kind of see a recurring theme with the matches here where the build is either non-existent or very minimal in terms of storyline progression. This one, it started off pretty good. Bubba Ray is amazing on the microphone. He's just amazing in general. So I think he had a lot to do with it. Do I expect anything? No, not particularly. It's not going to be bad, but the Usos are extremely stale. The Dudley Boyz are the Dudley Boyz. And there's not going to be anything mind-blowing, but I do side with Rick with the idea that the Dudley Boyz are going to win.
I think I'm going to side with Jimmy C on this one, and I'm going to take the Usos. And the reason I'm going to take the Usos is because I honestly feel like they're going to eventually need to refresh the Usos character. And if the way the main event goes that I'm thinking it might go, the Usos might be right there along with Roman Reigns in regards to that. So I'm going to predict the Usos here and let that tease what I'm going to predict for the main event. We'll go from there. Who's the caller, Jimmy C?
It's John.
Bring him in.
Of course, it's me.
All right, John. Same thing as I told JD. We have an 11 match card to get through. We have to buzz right through the predictions. I do not have time for analysis. I apologize.
All right.
Here we go. Dudleys and Usos on the pre-show.
The Dudleys.
All right, hold on. Let me finish updating my list over here because I'm handwriting all these like an idiot. 10 Diva Tag.
Total Divas.
Tag Team Handicap Match.
The New Day!
Y2AJ4.
I think something AJ Styles.
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Strowman, but if he's not in that Battle Royal, I'm choosing Kane.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Strowman in there, honestly, with all the other members of the Wyatt family either hurt or named Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
Divas title.
Well, I'm going to go with the Vault, Sasha Banks.
Street Fight.
Brock Lesnar.
U.S. title.
I say Ryback.
IC title ladder match.
Sami Zayn.
Hell in a Cell.
I'm going with Shane McMahon.
WWE World Heavyweight title is your main event.
I'm going to choose Roman Reigns.
All right, so I meant to ask, JD told me his when we were off air. He sent me a message here. I'll let you say yours on air, and I'm going to ask the guys this question too, so they'll have a little bit of time to think about it here. What is one match you are officially predicting for WrestleMania 33?
Sting versus Undertaker at WrestleMania 33.
All right, John, thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Later. Bye-bye.
All right, JD had the opportunity to send me his via instant message on Facebook, and JD's prediction for a match for next year's WrestleMania is Finn Balor versus John Cena. I have to say, I actually have a very strong interest in seeing that. All right, so Jimmy C. asked about this while we were going over Raw tonight, and I figured I'd go ahead and let him bring this up here. You wanted to talk about the Hall of Fame a little bit, so we can go ahead and break that down here if you want to, Jimmy C.
I mean, I didn't want to talk about it. I asked if we were going to talk about it because the four of us had not discussed whether or not we were going to talk about it.
All right,
I don't really
give
two shits about the Hall of Fame. I'm just asking.
All right, well, then let's go ahead and break down the Hall of Fame class a little bit here then. What do you think of this year's Hall of Fame class, Tony?
You call me mid-chew. Sorry, enjoying a salad before the gym. The Hall of Fame is the Hall of Fame, man. You're either taking it way too seriously or you don't take it seriously at all. I don't take it seriously, so it's good to recognize people, it's fine, but of course it's in many ways just another thing that they can, you know, put out there for money.
Rick, your thoughts?
As far as, like, I mean, I think everybody in it deserves to be in it. I'm really not a cynic about, oh, why did they put this guy in there, or they should put this guy in there before this guy. That's something I never really got into. I think everybody gets their turn, you know, to maybe vent one. And, I mean, this is a good enough class. The only thing I have to say, though, is that announcement of the Warrior Award tonight. I mean, that's great for Joan London and all, but I think I remember when Ultimate Warrior first mentioned the Warrior Award that he wasn't really intending it to go to people who went through these kind of struggles. I mean, that's great for them, and I'm happy for them, but I thought Ultimate Warrior's desire for the Warrior Award was for, like, backstage hands and people that don't get recognition that actually work on the show. And it's like they're not really doing what Warrior had really wanted to do.
Yeah, Warrior specifically said that it should go to, like, crew guys and backstage personnel who never get the recognition that they deserve. But here's the thing. Vince isn't going to do anything that Vince doesn't want to do. And Vince doesn't want to recognize those people because Vince probably doesn't feel like they deserve recognition.
But they did recognize one of the cameraman's daughter that passed away last week before the show.
Right, there's a difference between
there's a difference between a death in the family and actually enshrining them into the Hall of Fame. And as far as what Tony said, as far as the Hall of Fame about who gets in and everything like that too, it's, you got to remember the Coco Beware rule is in effect here. If Coco can get in, pretty much anybody can get in. So it's not a case of if they belong in. It's a case of who do we feel would be the most interesting personalities, which raises my next question for you guys. Who's the 2017 headliner? Jimmy C?
Oh, man. Way to put me on the spot. I mean, I've said for a couple of years that Owen needs to get in, but, I mean, that's besides about three other guys that I think could headline that. Once again, I'd have to go and take a look at
all
the
right,
names that are and aren't in there.
Get back to me by the end of the show for this one. Rick, do you have a name for who you think will headline the 2017 class?
Hey, write down Owen for me.
I'm not sure if he'd be a headliner, but I think someone that deserves to be in it, that might get in it next year. Oh, it's time. It's time. It's Vader time.
I think Vader's already in, sir.
Oh, shit.
I believe so.
Well, there you go. I don't know who's in and who's not.
Tony, do you have an official prediction for the headliner for 2017?
Hurricane Helmsley.
I like how you said Helmsley instead of Helms, dude. My official prediction for the headliner here, and this is going to probably surprise a lot of people, I think Kurt Angle headlines next year's class.
That wouldn't surprise me. That'd be a good pick.
And if Kurt Angle doesn't headline next year's class, Daniel Bryan does.
Oh, I forgot he retired this year. Yeah, yeah. Daniel Bryan's going to headline it next year. That's a given.
All right. Hold on. There's a name I didn't expect to see tonight, but I'm glad I do. Let's go ahead and bring him in there, Jimmy C. Patrick Ketsum, my Wrestling Unwrapped co-host.
Let's talk about girls in wrestling beating my ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Kunkel, really?
I worked you again. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, first of all, I saw right through the Ronnie D's one last week. That one right there was just cruel. Because he's actually supposed to call in later.
Well, I promise it won't be me the second time.
Better fucking not be. All right. And you're in on this too, Jimmy C, you dick.
You're damn right.
Just ask Patrick, is it one scoop or two?
Oh,
moving
on a cracker jack. All right, here we go. Dudley's Usos.
Dudley's.
Team Total Divas versus Team Bad and Blonde.
Team Brie.
That would be the Total Divas team.
Okay, we'll go with that.
New Day versus the League of Nations.
New Day.
Y2AJ4.
Oh, I'm saying AJ.
The Andre Battle Royal.
That's going to be the stumper. I'm going out on a huge limb here. Rusev.
Interesting pick, especially since he has another match. It'll probably be right before it.
I don't even know if he's in it. I'd say one of the Wyatts, but...
The only Wyatt
I changed that pick. The big Wyatt. The,
Strowman?
Yeah.
All right, I'll allow this change.
Okay.
Divas title.
Sasha Banks.
Street fight.
Ambrose.
U.S. title?
Kalisto?
IC title?
Owens retains.
Hell in the Cell?
Shane.
As a huge Undertaker fan, that has to pain you to say.
I think Edge said it best. Brain says Taker, heart says Shane.
Fair. WWE Heavyweight title match. It's Roman Reigns and Triple H.
Triple H.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Only because of Seth Rollins coming back.
All right, and that actually leads me to another thing that I did not bring up with you when we originally talked about it. And that would be, what is one match you are predicting to happen at WrestleMania 33?
The easy go-to would be Undertaker John Cena.
All right, Jay, thanks for the call, you dick.
Thank you, Harry. Thank everybody in the cast. Everybody's great except Harry.
Yeah, we know. We're trying to get that figured out.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, you guys got my number. Give me a call when you replace them.
Nice.
This is the motherfucker who doesn't even get to watch Raw most weeks. Anyway.
That's okay. I can be the outside. Never mind.
Stop waiting for you to start reviewing the Thank You Daniel special on the network. I'm sure you're probably watching it.
Oh, I watched it. It's good.
I'm looking forward to watching it. I'll get to it eventually. Some point. I guess. All right, Jay. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Later. Anywho. All right. Let's move on, shall we? And we continue our coverage of the WrestleMania show itself here by actually getting into the card, the main card here, although this match may end up on the pre-show as well. And that is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Tony, why don't you start us off here?
So uninterested. I have no idea who's going to win, and I don't really care because they don't do anything with it anyway until the following year when there all of a sudden is an interest to make it matter. The push here is Big Show and Kane, so that means that neither one of them will win. Let's just say Jack Swagger.
Rick?
The first winner was Cesaro, and I honestly think that they tried to push him and just failed afterwards, and then they gave it to Big Show the next year, which this year I'm thinking Kane, because now to me, Andre Trophy is almost just like a lifetime achievement award now. It's like you've been here so long. Here's another trophy to hang on your belt, you know. So I think it's Kane's turn to get it. I'm predicting Kane.
Mr. Producer. Jimmy C.
Harry, I'm right here. Give me 30 frickin' seconds. Okay. Who's going to win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal? It's easy. Curtis fucking Axel.
Me? That would be some shit. So they've been teasing that Cesaro's going to be returning for the trip to Europe. The trip to Europe for post-WrestleMania is 12 days after the show. It starts on the 14th. You can't tell me that he's going to be ready in time for that show, but not ready in time for WrestleMania. I think they give this one to Cesaro again, and that starts his monster push up to the top of the card. My very bold prediction for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, copyright Greg DeMarco, is Cesaro.
Knowing Greg, he probably really does have that copyright.
I'm sure he does. Go ahead and put him on, Jimmy C.
Yep.
Which particular Cody is this? Because there are multiple Codys.
I used to call in a lot. I'm Rick's friend.
Yeah, the other Cody's my friend too, though.
Rick has friends. Yay. Is this Cody Dunston?
Yes, it is.
Welcome back, man. Long time.
I know. Missed y'all.
All right. You ready to do this?
You know it.
All right. Dudley's and Usos.
I'm going to say the Dudleys.
Team Bree versus Team Lana, let's call it what it is.
Can I say that they just all explode? No. I'm going to say, I guess, Team Bree.
There's enough plastic in that ring for that to happen, I'm sure.
Like Vince said, I just want them to explode in the ring, evaporate.
Tag team handicap.
I'm going to say the New Day.
Y2 AJ 4.
AJ.
Andre Battle Royal.
To me, it's going to be a member of the Social Outcast, and if I had to pick one, I'd say Bo Dallas.
Nice. I think it would be hysterical with Bo running around holding that over the head of the rest of the members there, especially since he's the one that stands out as the most likable of the four anyway.
Well, I think like the bigger dudes are going to just eliminate themselves and Bo's going to be the last guy in the ring.
You see, under that line of thinking, I could see Santino Marella coming back and winning the damn thing.
Pretty much why I picked Bo Dallas.
Divas title.
The U.S. title?
Divas.
Oh, Divas. Charlotte, I guess. I don't know.
Street fight.
Shit. That one I'm struggling with. I'm going to have to say... I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose. I'm just going to say it.
U.S.
Kalisto.
I see.
Sami Zayn.
H-I-A-C.
Shane.
I-C-U-P.
And... Main event for the WWE World Heavyweight title.
Roman Reigns.
Thanks for calling in, Cody. Don't be a stranger. Real quick before you go. Official match prediction for WrestleMania 33.
AJ Styles versus John Cena.
Wow. Don't be a stranger, huh?
I'll try to call in more.
I feel like you broke up with us.
All right, thanks for the call. All
right.
Back to our predictions, and... Jimmy C kind of touched on this match earlier, so why don't we go ahead and go off of his rant on this match, and we'll let him start the handicap match that is not for the tag team titles.
This match, I mean, not that it has to be for the tag titles, because the division is shitty. I'd imagine that this might be a chance for the League of Nations to win and get over a little bit somehow, but chances are they'll put New Day over just because of how over they are with the fans. This could be a surprisingly good match, though, so I'm still going to pick New Day.
They tend to gel pretty well, especially in the singles matches. That Big E Rusev singles match from Raw last week was actually pretty good, I thought. And Kofi and Del Rio worked pretty well together tonight. I don't think this ends up 4-on-3, though. I think we see an honorary member of the New Day for this match. I just don't know who it'll be. Tony, you're up.
Excuse me. New Day will win. Nobody cares if the League of Nations doesn't win. It will be a great match. I really do think that that's true. And I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. But yeah, New Day will take the win and have the nice little WrestleMania rainbow moment.
Rick, I just keep thinking, how bad is the League of Nations going to look to lose a handicap when they're supposed to be thought of as this dominant faction? This, JBL is using terms like the Four Horsemen to describe them, which is ridiculous. It's just, they're going to look so bad losing this match, but at the same time, they don't want champions to lose anyway. I kind of thought they should have had extra members of the league. Someone from NXT, like Apollo Crews, would fit in pretty good. I saw that mentioned on Broadway, and I kind of thought that before it was mentioned. So, but anyway, as far as my prediction goes, I think that the New Day will win. The League of Nations will lose, and it will be Barrett's fault. Barrett will eat the pin, and I guess to sort of still establish some kind of aura of dominance and ruthlessness, the League is going to turn on Barrett and beat him down, kind of sending him away because I think Barrett's almost done with the company. I remember reading reports a while back about
that.
He is send-off.
According to the reports, Barrett's not done until June, although I could see Barrett feuding with the League of Nations there. Yeah, somebody's going to drop the ball in this match for the League of Nations and end up eating the pin, and then the rest of the league is going to turn on them. And honestly, Del Rio and Sheamus could probably be doing better things as a singles wrestler. Rusev has the potential to do better things as a singles wrestler. They just don't seem to stay behind him once they start to push him. And a lot of the momentum that he had was killed completely dead after the whole Cena feud last year.
Yeah.
That being said, I do believe the New Day wins. I think that Xavier gets the pin on, I'm going to say Barrett. And as Rick said, Barrett gets Turk from the league because of it. Do you think that there's anybody down in NXT that would fit as a replacement for that, or do you just want the League of Nations to end altogether? Anybody can feel free to answer that.
I mean, I can get behind you. I forgot what it was. Either 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago on Raw, when they just really decimated the New Day on their WrestleMania build, and they just beat them down all throughout the room. That was a good League of Nations that actually looked dominant. That was a heel faction that I could get behind as, like, man, these dudes are serious. If we continue a steady push like that, I could get behind them. And I think, you know, it's going to take, like I said, a beatdown on Barrett on Sunday to get rid of that dead weight. And I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, another heel tag team to kind of actually be credible and contenders for that belt. Because as Jimmy says, the tag team division is in shambles. So it wouldn't hurt to build up another team.
But I think, well, as I said earlier, I think that's what's going to happen with the Usos. Hopefully with a much needed heel turn to refreshen them up a little bit as well. All right, so speaking of matches that have been happening a lot lately and might need a refresher here, I could have sworn that they were going to throw a stipulation on this match, but apparently it's just going to be another straight-up singles match here. Tony, I'll let you start here. It's Y2AJ4.
I believe Styles gets the win and a big WrestleMania moment for him, and I think that Jericho would be more than willing to do that. I'm not sure why the story itself is lacking that oomph that you would assume it would have. If you were to tell us 2 years ago, Styles was going to be in the WWE, what would you do? I'm sure everyone would go, if they didn't, like most likely did go, crazy with the idea and create many numerous storylines. And I'm pretty sure none of them included Chris Jericho. Still, there is something to be said about a series of matches versus just one-off, you know, long-term builds. And I think that they've done it as right as they could. Jericho went full-fledged, like, PG-rated heel tonight, calling everybody stupid and yelling at the crowd. And I don't know, it kind of worked for me. So this is one of the better built matches. I know people may say, oh, it's the fourth one. What could they possibly do, this and that? But I think that there's a lot that we haven't seen from Styles yet. And although I, you know, would have loved to be anyone aside from Jericho, Jericho's who we got. And I guess for the most part, I've just said, all right, well, I trust you to take care of it, so go ahead and do it. The easy prediction for me is Styles.
Rick.
Eric, can you refresh me on the what's the record on the first three matches? Is AJ already ahead 2-1?
Yes, AJ's up 2-1 right now.
Wins and losses don't matter.
Tony said.
I think it comes a point where I know Jericho is a he's a good sport about putting the talent over. I mean, just tonight he let Zack Ryder pin him, and to me that's not necessarily a good thing, because I mean I'm glad that, you know, a veteran puts over younger talent, but the more the veteran puts over younger talent, the less big of a deal it is when that younger talent beats him. I mean, look what happened with Kane in this run. A win over Kane means nothing now. Where before, you know, you were fighting the Demon Kane, that was a big deal. To me, I don't like how often Jericho eats pins for guys like Fandango and Zack Ryder to try to put them over. I'm going to say AJ wins at WrestleMania again, and Jericho freaks out and has another hissy fit like he did tonight. And I guess he'll take a little break before he comes back for another stretch. But I don't know.
Jimmy C.
I mean, Rick already stole my thunder with this, but Jericho's notorious for putting people over at Mania. You know, Fandango, I think he put Wyatt over a couple of years ago. He's notorious for it, and it's not a bad notorious. It's a we know what's going to happen notorious. Like, you always think that The Undertaker would win at WrestleMania, and you know that Jericho's going to lose at WrestleMania because that's what he does. He gives wins to guys to help put them over. And even if that's just how he's booked and not his choice, which I don't believe he doesn't have a say in it, he's going to put a guy over because that's who he is. He knows how to put people over. And it's going to be AJ this time.
I'm really glad to hear that everybody predicting so far is taking AJ Styles, because it's going to make this prediction stand out that much more.
I wonder what he's going to choose.
It had nothing to do with the fact that I am a huge Jericho fan. I mean, longtime listeners of the show know that that is the case, but this has nothing to do with it. AJ Styles needs that moment where he is officially broken into the company, I guess we'll say. And what better way for Vince to do that with AJ than to have Jericho beat him at WrestleMania? Jericho wins. All right. So we have a couple of the major matches to come up to. We have the Divas title match, which for as big of a contrarian about the Divas division as you've been, Jimmy, so you have to admit that this is probably the best-looking women's title match on a WrestleMania card in years, regardless of how you may or may not feel about Charlotte. Both Becky and Sasha deserve this, and for the way that her character is portrayed, Charlotte's doing a really good job with it, I think. Since you're the...
Harry, hold on, stop. Stop right there. Here, I'll even help you out. Here's the mute button. There we go. Saying that Charlotte has done so good with her character, for what it's worth, is the dumbest shit ever. Because, number one, she hasn't had to do anything. She's vanilla as fucking ice cream. And I know ice cream. I'm a fat guy. Let me tell you about vanilla ice cream. It is boring. It is bland. It needs shit to be put in it to make it interesting. And that's why she's paired up with her father. Because she is a bore. She is one-dimensional. She has no talent on the mic. She talks like a fucking robot. And I can't believe that she's the champion. And the only reason she's the champion is pretty much because they wanted to put someone over from NXT. There's no... I never thought it would be this bad. Hey, you, stop. Stop. Divas Division is bad. Not as bad as the Tag Division, but it's bad. Go on, get out of here. it's cool to say that, man, this match is finally WrestleMania-worthy. If you're talking about Becky and Sasha being in it making it WrestleMania-worthy, then it means the match is absolute shit because you're not even talking about the champion in the match. So take that as you will. I think this match will be good. I don't think it's going to be great. And I'll pick Sasha just because it's a safe pick. Here you go, Harry. You can have your mic back.
Rick?
I got to follow that?
I'm not.
I'm picking Sasha to win this match.
Tony?
Yeah, definitely Sasha. That's my pick for sure. I don't feel as heated about the build as Jimmy, but I do agree with him with the fact that Charlotte is pretty vanilla, among other things. yeah, she just doesn't have a – you know, see, her heel character has been built up or she's been doing it well. She's not really doing anything. She's changed the way she speaks and during promos for the worse. She's made it so that Ric Flair isn't even interesting. I mean, I won't blame her specifically for that. You know, it's lack of writing, but that's Ric fucking Flair, you know? But no, this is all a means to an end. This is something that I'm very, very happy and excited to see. So if they go the route we all think they will, it's going to be one of those great moments at WrestleMania, and that's Sasha Banks winning the title.
I can't believe I'm about to utter these words. JD stole my thunder.
Yeah, well.
Sasha beat Charlotte in the non-title match on SmackDown. Charlotte beats Becky tonight on Raw. Becky walks out of WrestleMania with the Divas title. And I feel like it leads to Becky versus Sasha at Payback. In the one-on-one match on pay-per-view that the fans want to see, as opposed to the triple threat that we're getting at WrestleMania. All right, we're going to go into the U.S. title match now, because I think the other four matches on the card are probably the four matches that everybody else is looking forward to the most. You could argue that the U.S. title match and the WWE title match are probably at the same entrance level for most fans, which is kind of telling of your... pay-per-view, your heavyweight title situation when that is the case. But so be it. Here we go with the U.S. title. I'll start with this one since I haven't gone first on any of the matches yet. I like the thought of Ryback and Kalisto here, and the match that they had on SmackDown was really good, actually, during the course of the world title tournament back around Survivor Series. But that being said, I don't feel like there's enough interest here for me to care enough about this match to honestly be emotionally invested to the point that I'm really looking forward to seeing it. It'll be a good match because I think Ryback has been turning in better performances recently, especially since he's gotten back to this edgier persona. But there were so many other things that Ryback could have been doing at this WrestleMania that didn't involve dragging down Kalisto in the U.S. title that I think it takes away from the fact that this match is happening. I'm going to pick Kalisto to retain. And I'm going to pick Kalisto to retain because I feel like there are bigger things coming up for Ryback in the future rather than what's going on with Kalisto here at Mania. Therefore, Kalisto holds on to the title and ends up going into a feud with his Lucha Dragon tag team partner, Sin Cara. Rick, you're up next.
I think they've done a great job of building Ryback back up into that kind of main event upper level scene. You know, since they broke him up with Ryback-sel and all that, you know, Ryback had a little slump in his career, and he's back up to where, you know, he should be. And I'm not saying a loss to Kalisto would hurt him per se, but I just don't see him losing any momentum right now while they're continuing to build him up. I think he beats Kalisto because size matters, and he's going to win the U.S. title.
Tony. Mr. Rosero.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. The start and stop push that Kalisto has experienced recently went by really quickly, so I think they're done with that, which means that Ryback most likely takes the title home.
Jimmy C.
I'm going to go with Ryback here, but not because I believe Ryback needs the U.S. title, but I believe the tag division needs Kalisto. And that's the only reason. And I could possibly see the New Day and the Luchas going at it someday. Hopefully soon. Because I thought their matches when it was still heel was pretty good. Granted, it would be face versus face, and I know you're going to say that. Cause you always do. But, I mean, I thought their matches were very good when they were feuding with each other for that short period of time, and I'm hoping that they rekindle that.
I think there are enough fans interested in the Lucha Dragons that a face-versus-face feud between them and the New Day would actually work. I think the vast majority of the fan base would probably be behind the New Day, but at the same time, I think the Lucha Dragons have their followers, and I believe that there are enough of them that it would make for an interesting dynamic. All right, so let's talk about one of the biggest matches for WrestleMania this year. Let's talk about the street fight here. And in my opinion, arguably the best built match on this card. Jimmy C, why don't you go ahead and lead us off here? What are your thoughts on the street fight here? What are your expectations for this match, and who wins?
Man, these guys have built this match the right way. And when I say that, I mean they have done the right amount of talking, they've done the right amount of fighting, they've done the right amount of interacting. The promos have been good. The talk has been good. Everything has been damn good. Heyman is a genius. Lesnar is the right guy for this. And Ambrose, I think, just has taken this storyline and run with it like a fucking man on fire. And I can't wait for this match. I'm honestly thinking this will be the match of the night. God, I'm looking forward to it so much. I love Ambrose already. Love Heyman. I think Lesnar's got a fantastic gimmick. And I think this is perfect for Lesnar because he's not a technical wrestler. He's a fucking fighter. And I think that paired with someone like Ambrose who's just caution, what does that mean? He's going to go out there. They're going to have a great street fight. It's going to be one of those matches that people talk about as a WrestleMania legend for years and years to come.
Who did you pick?
I'm going to pick Lesnar to win. But, I mean, I'm not worried about who wins. I'm just looking forward to this match. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Rick.
Yeah. This is the best built-up match, my most anticipated match. I mean, everything is just hitting all cylinders here. The story's there. The match is going to be great. The characters are well-developed within this build. When the match was first announced, I had, like, talked to my buddy with a kind of early prediction saying, you know, I think what's going to happen is Dean's just going to get beat by Brock, but he's going to come back for more and just keep coming back for more until Brock finally beats him.
but Dean's going to develop that reputation of just being so tough and not giving up and keep coming back for more, and that's what's going to be Dean's persona. Now, since I've said that, Dean already developed that persona just on the television shows on the build-up to WrestleMania. So I don't think he really needs that never say die, keep coming back, but still lose. I don't think he needs that to happen at WrestleMania anymore. I think what he needs is a win. And I think he can get that win. I'm predicting Dean Ambrose. He'll beat Brock Lesnar in the street fight. But like Jimmy said, it's just going to be a match, so it really doesn't matter.
WrestleMania 32 will go down in history as the day that Dean Ambrose officially became a main eventer. And Dean Ambrose officially becomes a main eventer by beating Brock Lesnar in the street fight in what will very easily, in my opinion, be the best match on this show. Tony.
I see Dean taking away the win here. Brock can lose to Dean Ambrose. Excuse me, especially in a no DQ match with all of the weapons, as Heyman so eloquently put it. The build to this match has been good. And I mean, there's been a few hiccups, but by and large, it's all due to Heyman, who really, like I've said before many times in his promos, doesn't say anything new and literally tells you he's going to sell you on something. And yet, this is one of those storylines that writes itself. You got a big badass dude, and then you got a crazy nutcase, and you want to see them go head to head. So they do. I do feel like Dean is going to get his win, and he's going to go on and hopefully ride that wave of of success and be something bigger the next wrestling year.
I feel like this is the opportunity for them to make a brand new main eventer. And given the lack of depth of talent in the main event position on the card right now, Ambrose strikes me as the perfect guy to do that with, because the fans are organically behind him. And there's that word that we always use about Roman Reigns and the fan base. The fans aren't organically behind Reigns, whereas they are behind Ambrose. Ambrose has the microphone skills that Reigns does not. And I would argue that Ambrose is probably a better in-ring performer as well, although to be fair to Reigns, he's gotten much better since he's been called up to the main roster. He's not a great singles wrestler, but he's not a bad singles wrestler either. Whereas Ambrose is a candidate to steal a show on any given night, and this is the perfect opportunity against the perfect opponent for him to do that. Let's talk about another match with show-stealing potential, even if the booking for it leaves a little bit to be desired, and that is the Intercontinental Title Ladder Match. Rick, why don't you go ahead and kick us off here?
Look, I know you just want predictions from us, but I got to say, I was looking forward to Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens in a singles one-on-one match for the Intercontinental title. There's so much... so much story, and I know that Zayn hasn't been on the main roster enough long enough to tell that story, but I mean, I think they could have easily, with one video package, got people excited for this match. And I don't know why they convoluted it up with all this. If they wanted a multi-man ladder match for a title, the U.S. title would have worked perfectly for that. But I digress. Predictions. I say Kevin Owens is going to retain the title. Sami Zayn's going to look phenomenal in the match. Something's going to happen where Zayn is pretty much right up there to get that title. He's going to get screwed out of it. And then we'll eventually get the Owens versus Zayn one-on-one confrontations that we're all but I think that comes as Owens being champ and Zayn taking him for the title with just a one-on-one.
Yeah, man.
right, apologies for that. I had to fix my phone real quick. Jimmy C. Despite our general misgivings about this match in regards to the fact that we didn't get the one-on-one match that we necessarily wanted here, this match does have show-stealing potential because these are seven guys who are going to go out there and lay it all on the line for their for our benefit and probably to their own personal detriment. What do you got here?
Oh, man. You know, there's seven guys that six of them need help. Zayn needs to look good if he's going to stay on the main roster. Ziggler's fallen into obscurity. Ryder's better known on NXT than the main roster. Sin Cara belongs in a tag team. Stardust is Stardust. You know, he's fine doing what he's doing, but he deserves better. Owens is going to be over no matter what. And The Miz is... blah. These guys need to go kill it if they expect to be used more on that main roster, especially when these indie games start coming back. I'll give it to Owens, though.
I think Kevin Owens retains here, and the reason I think Kevin Owens retains here is because there's money in the story being told on the main roster between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. And I feel like with the fact that Zayn just got his official call-up back to the main roster right after the Fastlane pay-per-view, it took away from the amount of time that they would have needed to tell the proper story that they could have told between Sami and Kevin. I feel like we're going to go that direction towards Payback and towards Extreme Rules, and we'll get an extended feud between the two of them that'll probably take us up until hopefully SummerSlam, if they decide to continue the long-term storytelling that has been kind of a trend with the AJ Styles and Chris Jericho storylines. So Kevin Owens retains here, but I'm fully expecting all seven of these men to go balls to the wall here and take every bump necessary and unnecessary for our entertainment during the course of this match. Tony, who you got in the IC title ladder match?
Owens again, with everybody else. What we all wish for. And tonight, it was almost like a rub in the face to have Sami pin Owens as if it was just nothing because it was a throwaway match. But we always have a multi-man match come Mania. Someone's going to do something crazy. It's a ladder match with people that we all trust and Zack Ryder. this entire WrestleMania is like, man, it's basically a WrestleMania could have been. Like, this could have been great. This could have been amazing, but it's not. So with what we have, I do think that Kevin Owens retains. I do think that he's not he's not losing the title, and I kind of don't want him to either.
Do you guys want to cover Hell in a Cell here or the heavyweight title match? I'll let you pick.
Ooh, which one's the main event?
Oh, I think Triple H and Roman Reigns goes on last, but I think in most people's opinion that Shane and The Undertaker is probably the main event.
Well, then we'll do that one first.
Which one are we doing first?
Taker and Shane.
All right, why don't you start with that then, Tony?
First off, crappy build. We all know that. There are so many holes in this story that they're trying to portray to the point where even they just dropped it all. I mean, in the beginning, you had something looming over Vince's head. You had a deal made where they, you know, signed paperwork and shook hands. You had a daughter who was a complete factor in the entirety of the buildup. And then as the weeks went by, they just dropped all of that, and it became The Undertaker versus Shane. If Shane wins, he controls Raw. You throw in the whole Taker's not going to wrestle come Mania. No one bought that for a second. Even when he announced it, no one cared because it's so easy to retcon that or simply not do it. And I think the WWE fans know that. So, but good build, bad build aside, the match itself should be very, very interesting. Shane, man, Shane's a beast, and he looks like a beast too. The dude's still got it. Of course, we saw just a diving elbow,
But we have to also just recognize the fact that Shane never had, like, wrestling talent as much as he had getting his ass beat talent. And I feel he's going to get his ass beat, but I do think that he's going to win as well. I hope that he wins. For the sake of this product, I hope he wins. Because the last, I want to say, month, maybe 2 months, maybe even longer, the Raws have just been really, really bad. I mean, I am getting agitated. And, you know, I have a lot of patience. but they're really just driving the show into the ground. So my only hope is that they kind of just let it go, because come Monday, they're going to have some drastic changes that they need to make, and they need to focus on that. That's what I'm hoping they're doing, and not just continuing onward with more crappy wrestling. So Shane's going to win. It's both a prediction and a yearning, and that is very hard to say because I'm an extremely big Undertaker fan. But I really, really, really do want this change, whatever it may be.
All right, so I will put, we'll put Tony down for Shane. Jimmy C.
Yeah, Shane's going to win this only because, like he said, the product needs something new. The product needs something to draw in fans, because let's face it, the ratings have been in the trash can. People don't give a fuck anymore because the ratings are bad. Not because the ratings are bad. The ratings are bad because people don't give a fuck. People don't give a fuck because there's nothing interesting on. It's the same old thing. You keep throwing the same fucking faces out in front of the fucking fans and going, this is who you're going to get. This is who you're going to get. This is who you're going to get. Instead of making it like this interesting show where you're going to see somebody new or different every time you watch Raw. It's not, well, the Authority is going to come out. They're going to bullshit for the first 20 minutes. Then the main event's going to be the Authority, whoever the thorn on the Authority side is, versus their hand-picked fighter. And the good guy is going to win. And it's always the same fucking storyline. And hopefully Shane being on Raw will fix that.
Rick.
Yeah.
You know, Vince made that stipulation that if Undertaker loses, that this would be his last WrestleMania. And we all kind of agreed that that was kind of stupid, because if Undertaker loses, just Shane's in charge, you know, so he can nullify anything Vince puts out there. But I think the reasoning for that stipulation is to make this moment more important. And this is what I'm predicting is going to happen here. But Undertaker is going to be the winner of the fight. And he's going to beat Shane badly. All he has to do is pin him. But I think Undertaker has some kind of conflict with his conscience or something. Or he finally realizes, you know, Shane is better for this company that I gave my life to. I love so much, and he's going to fall on the sword and allow Shane to pin him just to save the WWE, and that would be his sacrifice to the WWE. And that is a prediction on how this story will unfold.
Rick took my answer verbatim. Taker beats Shane's ass for the vast majority of the match and then realizes that as far as Shane goes, Shane's at least willing to step in and back up his beliefs, whereas he's noticed that the current regime has done everything to run, cower, and hide behind whatever means that they could. Shane was confrontational with Taker. Shane knew what he wanted, and Shane wasn't afraid to step in the ring with Taker, even when Vince was the one that threw him into the match. Shane wins because Taker lets him pin him. It is main event time, allegedly. I will go first here because I have kind of an oddball theory on this one, and then I want to get your guys' opinion, and then we'll go from there. I think the Usos help Roman Reigns win the title, and I believe that we see the official formation of a Samoan dynasty kind of gimmick there, where Roman Reigns is the champion and the Usos are his hired hands, and we see Roman Reigns turn heel in the process. I think Reigns walks out of WrestleMania with the title and with the Usos as second, and the family, as they could be known, have control over Monday Night Raw as far as Reigns being the champion, and I think it'll put the Usos on the road towards the tag titles against the New Day. Rick.
I think with Shane winning the my prediction of Shane winning control of the company, I don't think they're ready to let go of the authority as a on-screen duo. And I think the way they keep the authority around is to have Triple H retain the title. And your next kind of feud there would be Shane against his brother-in-law, Hunter, while Shane tries to figure out a way to get this title from Hunter's hand because he is the disease that's ruining WWE. So I'm going to predict a Triple H victory, actually.
Jimmy C.
Tough call here because there's good in both, but there's bad in both. Does Triple H really need the title right now? No. Does Roman Reigns? No. Man. I guess they'll probably end up getting it to Roman only because, you know, the WWE doesn't have anywhere else to go with the belt right now. And, I mean, let's face it, Triple H, he doesn't need or want back in the fight right now. He wants to be in charge. He wants to be the boss. He wants to run things. And who could blame him?
Tony, you wrap us up.
I want to say that Roman Reigns wins the title. I mean, that is the end that they've been getting to, regardless of what we think. This story that they've been writing for over, 2 years now, will end with Roman being the champion, and I think that's what they're going for. They don't really care too much what we think about it. So I'll say that Reigns wins. I do like Rick's idea and the mentality that Triple H is not just going to up and leave, and him having the belt means that he will be on the show regardless of what Shane wants, as far as if he were to win. So that's a good point, but it's still not good enough to make me change my mind that that Triple H loses.
So that takes me to the question that I posed to you guys at the start of the show. And that is going to be, what is the one match, injuries barred, assuming everybody's able, competent, and capable of going next year? What is the one match you are predicting for WrestleMania 33? Rick, we start with you.
I think we'll get the Shield triple threat match for the title. Seth versus Dean versus Roman.
Tony.
If I'm right, do I get like a prize or something?
That depends. Do I ever get a T-shirt?
No, you don't. I predict a battle royal that is created to honor a former wrestler who has passed on.
Answer.
What?
No comment.
Now I have to come up with something smart. You fucking stole my answer, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, well.
I was going to say that. God damn you.
No copping out on your answers, either of you.
Yeah, I have no interest in this question. But I'll just say John Cena versus The Undertaker.
Jimmy C.
Rollins versus Orton 2.
I hate to say it, but fucking Rick took my answer. The Shield triple threat. I think it officially goes down next year, and I think that Rollins walks out as the babyface heavyweight champion. Do we we have anything else that we want to cover while we're on the air here, or are we about done?
I think we're good.
Hoping for a little bit more of a turnout for this show here. We've been plugging the bejesus out of it for the last couple of days.
I'm good with them not calling in.
We actually had more people call in for our Rumble predictions than call in for our WrestleMania predictions.
Well,
that thing is,
I mean,
I think that might be a state of where things are at with the company right now, and that there was more interest in the company around the time of the Rumble than there is for WrestleMania.
Well, that is the unfortunate truth. I think that just from my own personal experience, I am growing more and more exhausted. WrestleMania is sounding more and more like a chore, wherein years prior to, I was excited, pumped up, and ready to go. Now I'm like, well, shit, I guess I better watch it with hopes that something changes.
Hey, we had a chick call in. That was cool.
Yeah, and didn't give any predictions. We're coming for you, Mary. All right, well, then I guess that's going to do it here. I got a funny feeling we're going to be really busy on this show next Monday night. So I'm going to officially state this right now. I do not believe we're going to end up taking phone calls next Monday. Because there is going to be a lot to discuss. There always is for the night after WrestleMania.
Live. The Raw Reaction from Dallas in a hotel room paid by Harry Broadhurst.
I don't have a credit card, so good luck with that, jabroni. All right, for Rick Balin, the most valuable producer, Jimmy Christopher, Tony Acero, I'm Harry Broadhurst. Thanks for listening, everybody. Looking forward to WrestleMania. Looking forward to seeing what kind of train wreck comes out of it, too. We'll talk to you for the night after Mania Raw next week here on DeMarco Wrestling Radio. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll hit you next Monday. Tony.
Deuces, bitches.